Hello, Alan Elbow Newman. How's Petersfield? Much changed in the last 3.5 minutes?
Oh, what a jolly song that was, Alex. That really lifted our spirits, didn't it? Yes, we're talking about Objet d'Art 3D framing, the perfect idea for Christmas. And I'm with Andy Parks at Petersfield Framing Studios, surrounded by all of his bits and pieces and his kit and his framing instruments. And it's a wonderful place to hang out. And you get a chance to see craftsmen at work. I absolutely love it. But Andy, before I
hand you over... Well, you get to see me crafting and weaving in the studio every morning. You don't have to go to Petersfield for that. You see me behind the turntables and the CD machines.
Yes, it's harder to spot those more obvious gifts when you're with a craftsman and a carpenter making perfect joins on a frame and doing some wonderful things, transforming simple works of art into rather glorious things you'd like to hang on the wall. You do wonder who is the more skilled, the guy pressing the go button or the craftsman. It's not an easy call. And what can I say? I'm just a glorified mic stand that's going grey, so I'm not in a position of power here. Andy, listen, I'll hand you over to Alex, but with regards to people coming into this workshop and saying, right, look, I've got a very important stuffed canary here, or whatever it may be. How often is it that you're being forced to use your skills to do the 3D framing?
Oh, we're probably talking about maybe once or twice a week with 3D art. We certainly get different problems that people come and present in front of me. Jimmy the Canary is probably one of the more unusual ones, of where you have a customer asking, what's your name? And then you say it's Andy, and they introduce you to Jimmy the Canary, which is quite a challenging moment in anyone's career. But certainly it's good fun, and that's exactly what makes this job, is the people.
Morning, Andy. Sorry to interrupt so quickly.
That's okay.
I'm confused. Alan said you had a story about a budgie, and now you're talking about a canary. Is it the same story?
The same thing. I don't actually know the difference. It was definitely a yellow bird that was called Jimmy.
All right, was it alive when they brought it in?
It was definitely dead because it had been stuffed.
Sounds like a Monty Python sketch, this.
It was not far off it.
So someone brings you a canary.
Absolutely.
And they want the canary framed.
That's correct. That's right. So what they basically wanted is the glass away from it so that it was in its own environment. We had a little bit of greenery behind it so that it looked like it was in a peaceful place to rest. Unfortunately, the greenery started to turn brown over a period of months, so it had to come back.
What about the canary? Did that hold its colour?
That did okay. That was sort of yellow from the beginning, so it didn't really matter too much.
How long ago was this?
Oh, this was a long time. Maybe 20 years ago, something like
that. Right, so they're probably not listening, this person.
I don't know. Possibly. They might be. There's a possibility to that.
Are you thinking Nutter?
No, I'm thinking nice customer.
Yeah, of course you are. You're thinking of the money, aren't you? Someone, I mean... I don't know. I guess people have animals animal stuffed, so why not put it in a frame, keep the dust off it?
Well, that's true. It's very small to do something like that. I don't think it would be so easy with something like a Doberman or something like that. I think that's a bit more of a challenge. But we have also had a bat as well. We had a bat that's been preserved in formaldehyde, and that was to go into somebody's tower that they lived in, that they very apt, hopefully, for Halloween. But that was an interesting
project. Are you joking me? Someone who lived in a tower with
absolutely.
A bat, and
absolutely.
You're telling me this story on Halloween?
Absolutely right. I know you couldn't make it up, could you?
Well, it sounds like you just have. Now, guitars? What about guitars, drumsticks, that kind of rock memorabilia?
I've never done a guitar. I have done an orchestra's baton with sheets of music, so that's a little bit more...
That's a knitting needle. It's hardly worth mentioning.
Well, that's true, but certainly something like that. We do have things like Chinese food dishes that are rather deep. They were sort of embedded into the frame, and they could be used again. So that was the interesting part. You could actually take these dishes out of the frame and make sure that they could be used again if you wanted to.
I guess if someone brings you a print of a Constable Haywayne, you're thinking, oh, no, not again. But at least if they bring you the canary, you're thinking, this is making life
It's something more memorable, isn't it? That's for sure. And it's something that... But again, it's the customer that introduces you. I think that's the interesting part of it, because it's not an ordinary person that brings in something like that. And it's usually the story behind the picture that's the most interesting.
What was the story behind the canary? How did the canary lose its life?
I think it was just natural causes. I don't think it was anything more sinister than that. And it was just sort of sentimental value. I believe It was from the late. I think it was the lady's mother. I think it was a particularly sensitive part. I think it was quite a fond canary of the mother's. I think it was. So
It's interesting stuff. Do you guys have framing awards? You should have your own framing awards ceremony.
They do have some. I never get involved. I think they do have trade awards for that sort of thing. I never get involved in that type of thing. But
you've got to ask yourself why. Maybe it's down to the knitting needle and the stuffed canary.
It could be the simple.
Maybe you're
simple
kind of out
that.
There, but just a bit weird. We don't want him.
That's right. We do have other things as well. Perhaps something that's a little bit more familiar. We've framed a saddle as well. Somebody's saddle for their favourite horse. And that was an interesting part as well, because they actually wanted to use the saddle again. So that the clever
They're just
part,
being awkward now, Andy.
Well, that's
they?
Right. That's it. You know, that's the real difficult part, is making sure you can gain access to this and to make sure that it can be done. But that's an interesting one.
Well, I think it is an interesting slant on Christmas if people don't know what to get someone. And also they could do they could do something a bit funny. If Dad, we were talking about aftershaves the other day, and if Dad always has Brute for Christmas and splashes it on all over in January and has never got any, you could actually frame him his own bottle of Brute so he could always see it, couldn't you?
Well, I mean, exactly.
You could
that.
Have some fun with it, couldn't you?
Something underneath that says something like rubs on Vic, or I used to splash Brute, or something like that. That's something that's catchy. I would have thought would work well for Brute 33.
Andy, that's not catchy. You want to leave the humour to me now? I bet you're really glad you've done this show, Andy, aren't you?
I don't mind. It's all good fun.
Okay, well, Andy, it's lovely to talk to you. So it's, is it called Petersfield Framing Studios, actually,
Petersfield
where you are?
Petersfield Framing Studios, that's
okay,
exactly
and you're
right.
On the business park there, aren't you?
Yes, that's right, Berriton Business Park in Petersfield.
Well, it's been a lot of fun talking to you, and thank you for taking it on the chin, Andy. It's a case
no
of having to on this show, because yes. We show no mercy.
That's fine.
But I think it's very, very interesting for people who may have something, like some war medals or something that they think actually
definitely.
These really need to be in a frame.
Something that's tucked away in a drawer that you never see, you can just pop that onto there, is absolutely onto a frame, so you can display it on the wall, is a very good idea. So,
all right.
Football shirts, signed football shirts is another thing that we do a lot of.
Okay. Andy Parks, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.